Vincent moved close to Amelia. He motioned for her to move her head in close to his lips as he wanted to say something. "You look beautiful this evening." His words came out slow and deliberate. There was a moment that he felt she shifted in her inner self when he said the words. Her stare back at him was that of shame, perhaps. Or was he just reading the signals all wrong? There was a silence that followed, and Amelia took to her drink again. Vincent gave a nervous but frustrated smile. "Excuse me." He turned to get the attention of the bartender. "I'll have another one, please." The bartender acknowledged him with a smile, threw his hand towel over his shoulder and got the bottle of Yamiski whiskey down from the shelf, added a couple of rocks of ice to the glass and poured Vincent his drink. The lights illuminated behind the bar with all the various colours of the alcohol bottles on display. The rest of the room was engulfed in a moody lighting to create a smoky ambience. A couple of guys were perched on the bar stools to the opposite end to where Amelia and Vincent were sitting. They were huddled and engrossed in conversation. From their attire, they seemed to be there straight from their working day, as they had blazers on and wearing ties around their necks. The loose tie knot off both just hanging around the neck, and shirts half tucked in and out of trousers. The guy to the far side had his arm around the shoulders of the other guy. Forehead had sweat glistening from it and hair messy across the front. Vincent caught the guy's eye furthest away as he went to clench his drink from the bartender. "Did you drive here?" Amelia's words brought Vincent's attention back. "What?" There was slight annoyance in Vincent's reply. The lack of response to his compliment to Amelia had slightly rattled him. "Just wondering if you drove here, that's all." She looked down at his glass of whiskey and raised an eyebrow. He let out a sigh and moved back on his bar stool, away from Amelia's face, leaning away from her and into the bar edge. Taking a whiskey glass, he studied the ice and swirled the liquid. "I am trying. I have tried, Amelia." His voice was dejected in tone. "But you just make it difficult at times. It's like you want us to fail." He let the words sit there for a while, looking into his glass, conscious that Amelia's gaze was still on him. He continued. "I know you are waiting for something to change. I get that. But..." He had a hesitation. "But what exactly?" Amelia prompted. "I just feel you make it very clear that you are waiting in vain. You have no trust or confidence in me anymore. In us." He raises the glass to his lips, takes a slow sip of the whiskey and allows the ice to rest on his lips for just a moment. In his eye line, as he stared ahead, he could see the reflections through the bottles to the mirror behind them of both his and Amelia sitting there at the bar. The room had created shadows over the forehead, eyes and nose of both, reminiscent of Venetian masks. The concentration of both was broken as a bout of laughter resonated from the gentleman sitting over the far end of the bar. Both Amelia and Vincent looked over in their direction to see them embrace in a hug. As Vincent turned back, he caught Amelia watching him with a look that seemed tangled in a